April food.
How strange.
But the trustees, they went in the next day and they fired him, so that was it for that schooling.
Well, you think he just thought that was funny?
It was funny to him. All we could do until he came out was just play. And that's what we did do.
Any other years that something exciting was happening, it was closed?
Yes, and I was going to White Pond School when this happened. Our teacher was a woman, and she was a-going with a boy that she had met here. And they was another family that had daughters, grown daughters, too. And they didn't like it about this teacher going with this boy, and they put in to break him up. And they accused her of seeing her and him in the schoolhouse making love.
So they closed the school?
They closed the school on the strength of it. But these two daughters, Daddy, why, he took his gun and started out there to the school. He's going to kill this boy. And that was in the daytime, a school day. And just scared the children all near about to death. They ran in different directions and in every direction.
Sure.
Just left the schoolhouse. But there was no shooting done, but they fired her. She is a Kentucky girl.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like they would have found another teacher. That wasn't easy to do, maybe.
So that just broke up our school for that time. I don't remember how long it had run, you know, mm-hmm. before that happened. Not too long, though. Mm-hmm.
You mean like a month or two?
Something that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What if there's a man named... what did you say that you kept a hen and chickens in?
Pen.
Or a little house, you might say, a chicken.
Chicken house.
Okay, or a
coop.
Okay. Well, if you put ER on that, you might have somebody's last name.
Cooper.
Okay. Is there anybody around here with that name?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would Mr. Cooper's wife be called? You say, well, here is Mr. Cooper and?
Ms. Cooper.
Okay. And what do you call a preacher who's not really trained? And maybe he doesn't have a regular pulpit, but he just maybe preaches here one Sunday. And, you know, maybe he isn't very good at preaching, but something that he wants to do. Would you ever have a word to describe somebody like that? You say, well, he's just some kind of preacher. You might use the same word about a lawyer or maybe a teacher or maybe a doctor.
Well, it won't come to me.
What about, did you ever use the word jackleg or jackleg or jakeleg or anything like that to refer to somebody that's not trained?